Well, this particular interpretive project, we have 9 interpretive statues, full life-size steel sculptures, or pardon me, statues, if you will, that is a unique way to share with visitors the Route 66 story at that particular location or within that particular community. And it each of the statues, along with its accompanying wayside exhibit, the panel will talk about that particular location, what's behind it. So it runs the gamut from Rosie the Riveter up in Elwood, because the Joliet National Arsenal was a major aspect of the Route 66's existence during the war years. So Rosie's going to be anchoring the northern flank, if you will, and the Staunton's trolley car will be anchoring the southern and everything in between. We've got we have miners, we have motorcycle policemen, we have Shirley Temple in Elkhart, because she had a very famous stop at the cafe in Elkhart back in 1938, and so that commemorates their experience with Shirley back in the day.
Are you concerned that if something like this is not put in place, some of those stories, as people get older, as people die off, actually, who remember those vividly, some of those stories are forgotten about?
You're absolutely right, Sean, because Route 66, the first generation of the pioneers who had the businesses along the road, that we have lost that generation, and we've also lost some of the iconic buildings, because almost everything originally was built out of wood. For example, we just lost the Coliseum Ballroom a couple of years ago down in Benalt. So, yes, it's very important to capture those first-generation experiences on the road, because Route 66 is arguably the most famous road in the world. And so people come from all over to drive the road. You don't have many opportunities to touch a legend firsthand. And you can come here whether you're from Racine or from Russia. You can start at climb off the plane at O'Hare and head for Santa Monica, and you can spend and see many things here in Illinois. So, yes, it's important. They're looking for the stories of the road, and they want to understand the people and how this phenomena came about. And so it's important to capture these and be able to preserve the images and the firsthand experiences of the people who made Route 66 that most famous road in the world.
We're talking with Bill Kelly. He's executive director of the Illinois Route 66 Scenic Byway. And I guess maybe the answer to this question would be no from you, but are you surprised by the fact that so many people really have no tie to Route 66? They didn't travel it. You know, as we get older, more people have used the interstate system than Route 66, but still there is that connection that people have, or that people want to learn more about it. Are you surprised by that?
I have been very much surprised at the depth of the passion that Route 66 seems to incite, both with our colleagues from here in the U.S., but perhaps even more especially from the folks around the world. And I've tried to figure out what's behind some of that, and to some extent, I think, especially for our international friends, the U.S. is the great car culture. And in Western Europe and in lots of other places during the heyday of 66, which is the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, they were shooting at each other or fixing what got blown up during the war. So if they really want to have this open road experience, what they do is they'll fly to Los Angeles, they'll fly to Chicago, they'll rent a Mustang convertible, put the top down, and head out to experience the open road. And they do that by the tens of thousands every year. It's growing dramatically. And we're beginning to see increased diversification of the people who come to travel on the road, more and more different countries. It's not just traditionally our Western European friends, but we have, if I were to sample all of the logbooks where people have signed in at restaurants or the 66 museums, at Bill Shea's before we lost Bill, he had visitors from, I think he was up past 90 different countries that he had come in and sign his register. So it's a phenomena that continues to grow.
And I think I've read as well that the tourism from Route 66 for many of these smaller communities especially really amounts to quite a nice boost and brings in dollars to these areas.
You're absolutely right, Sean. For the first time, one of the challenges in the tourism industry is to figure out what is the economic impact. How do you track people's expenditures up and down the road? And for the first time, for Route 66, a federal agency, the U.S. The National Park Service of the U.S. Department of Interior, commissioned a study to really take a look at that. What were the expenditures like about Route 66? And their determination was that the economic activity, conservatively, in all eight states, was in excess of $132 million annually. And that's continuing to grow. So it is very significant. It's big business to the Route 66 communities, to the Route 66 states.
Well, we mentioned this fact that you're putting up these interpretive statues at nine different locations, nine different communities, that this is part of what has been really a larger project through the years, 31 what are called wayside exhibits and 14 experience hubs. Can you explain both of those?
Sure. Again, what we wanted to do along 66 in Illinois was to give our travelers the opportunity to stop, have a photo opportunity, and learn more about a particular location or a particular region. So though the interpretive assets you just mentioned, the wayside exhibits, the experience hubs, and now the interpretive statues, all take a different visual impression to attract visitors to stop, take a picture, listen to the audio unit, because, for example, on the experience hubs, we were able to get permission from Bobby Troup's estate. Bobby Troup is the artist who wrote Route 66, that iconic song. So you've got 14 different spots that you can walk up, hit the button, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to Bobby Troup singing about Route 66. So it's, again, trying to create the greatest possible personal experience that you can have on Route 66 here in Illinois. Because if you enjoy the time that you're spending on the road, you're going to talk to your friends and colleagues about it. You'll come back, and you're going to spend your time, and hopefully you spend some money.
Bill Kelly is Executive Director of the Illinois Route 66 Scenic Byway. Bill, thanks for being with us.
Sean, thank you for having me, and let's everybody get out there and have your kicks on Route 66.